we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is Monday morning in Brevard County, Florida. What a great place to be alive and serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are listening to 91.5 WMIE right here in Cocoa, Florida, or you may be listening at 10:30 of a morning on WBC 1510 AM or the rebroadcast on WMIE at 5 o'clock in the evening. My name is Bob Arthurs. I have the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God and spending Monday through Friday with you here on these airwaves as we discuss the Word of God. And so today we welcome you and pray that you had a great, great weekend and that you are ready to live in victory. So it's hard to believe that one third of the year is almost over, but we are getting close to that. Just here, today's April the 24th, so you know, do the math. There's only six more days until April the 30th. And then it's on to the greatest month of the year, and that is the month of May. That happens to be my birthday month. And I believe in celebrating it. The only person who celebrates their birthday more than me is my daughter, whose birthday is later this week. And so we are excited about what God is doing. I want to get into the Word of God today and share with you. We got some exciting things that are coming up at Merritt Assembly of God with women's Mother's Day events and things like that. Got some exciting things that are going on. But I want to take you back to Psalm 45 today. I know that we were visiting here on Friday, but I'd like to take you back and read a little bit in context and share with you what God intends for your week to look like as an anointed child of God. Psalm 45 says this: "My heart is overflowing," this verse number one, "with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty, and in your majesty ride prosperously because of truth, humility, and righteousness. And your right hand shall teach you awesome things. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. All your garments are scented with myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of the ivory palaces by which they have made you glad, king's daughters are among your honorable women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir." And what I wanted to share with you is in verse number 6, because we talked about on Friday about if we're going to be anointed by God, we need to love righteousness. And I wanted to point out to you in verse number 6 that God's forever throne is ruled with a scepter of righteousness. And so if we are going to be anointed for God's purpose, we've got to realize that righteousness is going to be the means that he uses to accomplish his purposes through those he anoints and gifts and calls and equips. So righteousness it's our breastplate as far as the armor of God. It's the breastplate of righteousness. It protects our vital organs. And so I want to encourage you today that righteousness is not optional. Righteousness should be something that we love. And in verse number 7, it says, "You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Okay, so first of all, I want to mention this, that when God anoints you, it is not with an oil of misery. It's not with an oil of woe is me. It is with an oil of gladness. Okay, you should be ecstatic to be a child of God. It should be something that becomes a part of your personality, that you are thankful to God that he has called you out of the miry clay, called you into the service of the king and his kingdom, and he has anointed you with the oil of gladness. So I know that the world says you're supposed to hate Monday mornings, but today I want you to operate by a different standard, and that is, instead of the standard of lamenting that the weekend is over, that instead that there is a brand new adventure that was set before you today, and God has anointed you to go forth in victory today, and he's anointed you with the oil of gladness. Okay? So if you have a glad heart, it is going to show up in the words that you speak. It is going to show up in the countenance on your face. It will show up in your voice. It will show up in the way that you walk. Today, I encourage you to go forth with the oil of gladness. And he said, I've anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Okay? And so I believe that there is an outpouring of this anointing, that you will, that is proportional to how much we love righteousness and how much we hate wickedness. So where are you on the spectrum? Are you just looking to get as much out of your life as you have to in order to get into heaven? I know people like this. I know them. And you know what? Instead of the oil of gladness, there is the oil of misery that is in their life, because they've tasted just enough of the truth of God's word to know that there is something phenomenal that's available to them, but they also have a desire for the things of the world, and so they are torn. I preached a message some time ago that said, get off the fence. Get off the fence. And literally, I preached while sitting on a fence, on a white picket fence. It was not a comfortable place to sit. But there are too many people who are living in between the realms of righteousness and wickedness, and they're trying to have the best of both worlds, and instead of the best, they're getting the worst of both worlds. They've tasted righteousness so that they know wickedness is not the place to go. And so even when they sin, they don't enjoy sinning. And they haven't fully embraced righteousness because they keep going back to sin. And so they're not experiencing the benefits of righteousness. And so they might have an occasional episode of gladness, but for the most part, they would describe themselves as miserable and unhappy people. And I will tell you this, the world doesn't need more miserable Christians. The world needs Christians who are anointed with the oil of gladness, and that anointing has come because they love righteousness. I have an article. I was going through my office here a couple of weeks ago. It was before my wife and I left. It was before Easter. And I ran across this article. And this article said that revivals always come when people are willing to embrace righteousness. There's no revival that has ever come because there was people who embraced wickedness over righteousness. Why would, you know, there was a guy one time, and he went to church, and he finally went up to the pastor and he said, when do we get to live in victory like is described in the Bible? And the pastor of that particular church said, oh, well, we don't really expect to live like that. We just preach that it happened at that point in time. And he said, you don't understand. He said, I gave up everything I loved because I love Jesus more than I loved those things. And I want to walk in the fullness of what God has for me. And I encourage you today that you walk in the oil of gladness because you love righteousness because it's the scepter of his kingdom, and you hate wickedness because that is reminiscent. It is characteristic of the kingdom of darkness. Psalm 1850. We're going to spend some time here in the book of Psalms today. I hope that's okay with you. Psalm 18, as I'm turning over there. And verse number 46 says this, the Lord lives, blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Get this. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. To those that God has anointed, he shows mercy to him and his descendants forever. Great deliverance, this verse 50 again, great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. I don't know about you, but I am so thankful for the mercy of God. And I'm so thankful for it that I didn't want to keep it all for myself. I wanted him to show mercy to my wife and to my kids. I want him to show mercy to the people of Merritt Island and Central Brevard County. I want the mercy of God to be on full display, but that mercy comes with great deliverance. Deliverance is God's gift to those that he has anointed and for whatever he has called them to do. He delivers them from the power of the enemies. Whatever exalts itself against that purpose that God has anointed you for, he is going to deliver that enemy into your hands. It is going to be one triumph after another triumph after another triumph. And so I want to ask you today, do you want to experience the mercy of God? Then you need the anointing of God. You need to know what God has anointed you to do. How do I want to say this? What would happen if everybody in the church started lining up and saying, Pastor, what do you need me to do around the church? And if it was 47 people deep, I'm telling you that amount of passionate pursuit about the things that God has anointed you to do, it will cause the pastor to have to pray more and say, God, okay, there's this person here. What assignment do you have for them? I don't even really care that much about your natural giftings. I'm thankful for natural giftings. What are their supernatural giftings? What is it that you've called them to do? Because I want to see mercy on full display there. And so, you know, if you've got a cooking gift, you need to be using that for the Lord. I know a guy who was extremely gifted in golfing. And he was a very evangelistic in his golfing ministry. And so it may not have the typical quote-unquote spiritual flavor to it, but God, when he anoints you for something, it is going to produce supernatural fruit. The mercy of God is on display. And so I received some communication here not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, where a person said, I want to thank you for your teaching on the radio. By the way, this study on anointing is coming out of Isaiah chapter 61, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. And so they sent me this communication and said, thank you so much for the teaching on Isaiah chapter 61. I stretched out and I began to communicate with this person, and I asked them if they wanted to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and they did, and I was able to lead them to the Lord right there. And so that's the mercy of God in display. And that was something that didn't take place inside the four walls of the church. And so I was like, man, that is the best news I have had all day. And I encourage you, let the mercy of God, you want to say yes to the anointing of God because you want to see the mercy of God, and you want to see the mercy of God extended to more and more people, and more people being delivered because of the anointing of God. Listen, I'm not here on the radio simply because I don't have anything to do. The truth of the matter is, I have too many things to do. I'm trying to delegate and scale back so that I can be more laser focused on the things that God has for me to do, and empower other people to do those things which they are gifted to do. But the ultimate goal is for the mercy of God to be on display, that there will be the mercy of God will be on display in every ministry that we have at Merit Assembly of God, and that every place that people of our church are employed, that the mercy of God will be on display there. So God shows mercy to the anointed, and I encourage you to say yes to that. Turn over to Psalm chapter 20, Psalm 20, verse number 1. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Just a tremendous passage of scripture, a tremendous promise recorded by David. And it says here, in verse number 4, that David's desire was that God would grant the people who are reading this according to their heart's desire. Now, I want you to understand that the scripture says he will give you the desires of your heart. But that doesn't mean that every desire that your heart has is a gift from God. What you want is for God to be the source of the desires that you have, the longings that you have. There are a lot of things that I wanted that it was in my best interest not to receive them. And so it was the mercy of God. We just talked about the mercy. It was the mercy of God that didn't give me what my unbelieving heart or unfocused heart wanted at that point in time. It was the mercy of God that said, I'm going to give you what your heart really needs. And so he says, may he grant you according to your heart's desire. Have you asked God to come in to your heart in such a manner that the desires that you have are birthed by him? Because that's a great gift, where he purges ungodly desires and he gives you godly desires. Okay, so let's move and fulfill all your purpose. Now, one of my favorite passages of scripture is that David did not die until he had fulfilled God's purposes for his life. And I'm very thankful for that. I want to know what my purpose is, and I want God to fulfill his purposes in me. We will rejoice in your salvation. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Remember, we're leading up to this verse 6 on the anointed one of God. He says, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. If there was anybody who fully understood that God had saved him over and over and over and over again, it was David. David had been saved from the lion. He had been saved from the bear. He had been saved from Goliath. He had been saved from Saul's arrow. He had been saved from Saul's pursuit. He had been saved in battle from the Philistines. He had been saved from the attack of the Amalekites. He had been saved from another giant who had almost killed David when he got older. David knew very well how desperately we need God to save us and deliver us, and we need him to answer us from heaven. I applied to a lot of colleges when I was in high school, and I didn't get positive reception letters from all of the schools I applied to, but I did get received into schools that God wanted me to go. And so today, what we want is, we don't need an answer. We need heaven's answer. We need heaven's answer. And so whatever you are dealing with, whatever you are praying about, I want to remind you that God wants to fulfill your petitions, and he wants to fulfill it from heaven's perspective. I was looking at a real estate website. My neighbor had a house for sale, and I saw that it was listed, and so I went looking through the pictures. And the when I saw the pictures, it was a little bit of a different mindset than what you might have thought, because I realized that some of the photographs were aerial photographs. They were probably taken with a drone. And what I noticed specifically about the drone is that it was taken from an angle over my house. And I was like, you know what? I could tell you who was home because of the vehicles that were in the car, or that was in the driveway. So there were people in my house, and they were getting a perspective of their property from above my property. And I want you to know that photograph revealed things about their house. It also revealed some things about my house. And it was pretty interesting. Today, what does heaven's perspective of your problem look like? Do you realize that God is fully aware, not just of the problem, but the source of the problem, the solution to the problem, the endurance of the problem, the provision that is going to remedy the situation, the testimony that is going to come out of it? There is a divine perspective of that that you and I may need to avail ourselves of. And when we are anointed by God, he is going to answer you. He is going to save you. And he is going to do it with the strength of his right hand. God just doesn't come to deliver those who are anointed. He just doesn't throw you out there and say, well, sink or swim. No, when he comes in his strength and in his might and in his power. And he comes victoriously. Psalm 28:8 says, the Lord is their strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed. And so there again, I want you to see that when you are saying yes to the anointing of God, that he is wanting to come and manifest strength in your life, and he is looking for you to take safe refuge in him. He is the refuge. He is the place of safety for his anointed, those who are called according to his purpose. My wife and I were, a few weeks ago, we were watching a documentary. It was a nature documentary, and it was about hippos and crocodiles and how territorial they are. And a crocodile decided to invade the territory of the hippo, and it was not a pretty picture, and there was a furious battle that took place, and they did manage to get the crocodile removed from their territory. It went off to someplace else, but in the furious battle, the baby hippo that the documentarians had followed the entire time ended up becoming a casualty of the conflict. He caught a hippo tusk in the wrong spot. And so even though they succeeded, they lost. I want you to know today that God's not in the losing business. Jesus said that he had kept all those that had been committed to him. And today I want to encourage you that if you're anointed of God and you are going through a conflict, maybe you're in the conflict of your life, maybe your marriage is in trouble, maybe your finances are in trouble, maybe there's an assault that is going on in your life that it has you looking for answers. I want to encourage you today to find that safe place in God and let him fight that battle for you. A long time ago, there was a situation where I was having to deal with something I didn't want to deal with. And I had talked to all of my spiritual authorities, and I knew that I was behaving in line with the Word of God. I was conducting myself in the way that I should. It wasn't a pleasant experience, but I knew that I was in the right spot in, as far as the Word of God goes. And it was a very unpleasant time, but I knew that because I had found that safe place in God, the safe place in the Word, the safe place in my heart with my attitude to the problem I was having to deal with, that everything was going to come out all right. And I want you to know today that if you're going through a battle, get into the Word. Find out what God has to say about it. Say, God, check my heart, examine my heart so that I'm safe with you, and God will deliver you in his strength. God bless you. Have a wonderful Monday. We'll see you right next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are. my praise to you is like an